This is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott today. Seeking health care is often an exercise in patience. Waiting is standard practice in doctor's offices and emergency rooms, and often the best prescription for minor maladies like sprains, flus, and headaches is to just wait it out. Possibly the worst waiting game in healthcare is that endured by people in need of an organ transplant. In such cases, a match is out of anyone's control. Producer Meg Heckman reports.
The phone call came the night before Thanksgiving, when Jim McHugh was on his way to a party for his son's football team. It was Jim's doctor, and he had some bad news.
And they informed me that they had found a tumor on my liver, and it was substantial, and that they had already put into the works for me to be on the transplant list.
Liver cancer is often fatal, but Jim had many reasons to be optimistic. His wife, Terry, is a nurse. He had health insurance, great doctors, and aside from the cancer, was in decent shape. But there was one big thing working against him: geography. For about 40 years, donated organs have been distributed based on location. The demand for organs far outweighs the supply everywhere, but the wait for livers is especially long in New England, New York, and California. This leaves patients like Jim with a difficult choice: move or die. Frederick Gordon is the director of liver transplantation and hepatology at the Leahy Clinic in Burlington, Massachusetts. He's part of a group of physicians advocating for policy changes that he says will make the transplant process more fair.
Over time, you know, the population has changed, the demographics have changed, the need for organs have changed, and so now there's huge disparities throughout the country in terms of waiting time, which probably in the beginning were very equal across the board.
The size of the waiting list changes daily, but the American Liver Foundation estimates that roughly 1,100 New England residents will be placed on the list each year. Fewer than 300 will get the transplant they need. For Jim McHugh, moving to another state was his last chance. The tumor in his liver was growing fast. If it got too big, he wouldn't be eligible for a transplant. By February, Jim had an appointment at the Clarion Transplant Center in Indianapolis.
I was picturing moving to a different part of the country and living someplace and, you know, hoping for a phone call. It just didn't seem like a really good odds in my favor.
It's difficult to know exactly how many other patients have made similar decisions, but it's a trend doctors suspect is on the rise. Some patients even look beyond the borders of the United States, engaging in what's called transplant tourism, by traveling to India or China to illegally buy the organs they need. Jim McHugh wasn't that kind of transplant tourist, but he was about to become a stranger in a strange land, a Patriots fan headed for Colts territory and hoping for a miracle. The first day went pretty much as Jim expected. The hospital staff was great, and Indianapolis seemed like a decent city. The second day was also uneventful, until one of Jim's doctors asked him to drop by the transplant ward.
And I was sitting in the waiting area of this transplant floor with my wife and my brother, and next thing I know, it was around 4 o'clock, and I see Dr. Techter coming down the hallway. He came up to me and said, "Let me see you for, I need to see you for a minute," and we walked into an adjacent room, and he told me to take my shirt off and lift up my arm, and he took his hands and he measured my abdomen top to bottom and then side to side. And at that point, he said, he asked me if I was ready to go. Get a little emotional because this part is hard because it's in a happy way because it's a fantastic memory. So anyways, I asked him, "What do you mean, are we ready to go?" And he says, "Well, we have a liver for you."
A man had died in a car accident, and his liver was brought to the hospital. Three other patients on the transplant list had been called in, but each was disqualified from the surgery. The liver would spoil in a few hours, and outside, an ice storm made travel too dangerous for any other potential recipients. But Jim McHugh was there, and, as it turned out, he was a perfect match. Luck will always play a role in organ transplants, but Gordon wants to make the system a little more fair. He's on a committee that's been working on a new policy for liver distribution, one that will be ready for formal review sometime in the next year. But Gordon says not everyone agrees it's time for a change.
Now, when we try to make changes, there are groups like New England and New York and California who scream and yell that we need to change the system because it doesn't work and it's broken. And there are other groups that have shorter waiting times that say, you know, why mess around with the system that we all know and have been using for 40 years?
Jim, meanwhile, just celebrated the 5th anniversary of his liver transplant and his 25th wedding anniversary. He and his family are also working to improve other patients' odds by advocating organ donation.
That individual who was just gracious enough to check the box to be a liver donor, to be an organ donor, rather, was just an incredible, you know, thing for me. And to this day and for the rest of my life, I will be grateful for that. I've been able to see my daughter graduate from college, my son graduate from high school, have seen a lot of things I would not have been able to see if I didn't get lucky.
That piece was produced by Meg Heckman for Word of Mouth. You can find a transcript of her interview with Dr. Frederick Gordon and find out more about organ donation at wordofmouthradio.org. And an update to Megan's story. The Liver and Intestinal Organ Transplantation Committee of the United Network for Organ Sharing recently published a paper outlining changes to allocation that should reduce geographic disparities. Most significantly, they proposed dividing the country into fewer but larger districts. And while this would ensure patients across the country greater access to donated organs, it has raised concerns in those regions that aren't experiencing long wait times, the fear being that wait times in those regions may increase as a result. The paper also does acknowledge that the best way to reduce geographic disparity is to raise the number of organ donors. The United Network for Organ Sharing is holding a public forum on the topic September 16th in Chicago. You can find a link to the paper on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.